The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. The Taryag Mitzvah, 613 Mitzvahs of the Torah, encompass Kol Chaye Odom, the entire life of a person, both the length of his days and all life activities. Excuse me. If we would divide the entire Talmud into the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, like our sages have divided it into six sections, we could see very briefly Seder Zeroim. The first section deals with all of the mitzvahs which have to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. And also, there are the mitzvahs of Tefillah, Krishma, Birchas Hamazon, Broches, of Tudabin, Krishma, Broches. Second order, the second Seder, Ma'ed, the Zmani Akdoshim, deals with all of the special Zmanim, Shabbos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so forth. With all of the mitzvahs, and there are many, many, many halachos. The third Seder, Noshim, deals with all of the mitzvahs and halachos pertaining to the relationships between men and women. Kiddushin, Gittin, Yabamis, marriage, divorce, and so forth. The fourth Seder, Nezikin, which deals with all of the Dine Mamanus, all of the commercial activities between people, and the supervision and enforcement of these laws, the setting up of the courts, Sanhedrin. And also we find that the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, for one reason or the other, the halachas of idolatry also are in this section. The next section, Kodshim, deals with the Avodas Beis HaMikdash and the Korbanos, everything that has to do with our Beis HaMikdash and our sacrifices. Also, Macholos Asuros is in this section. All types of foods that one is not allowed to eat, Jews are not allowed to eat. And also in this section is brought in Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. The writing of the Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. And then the final section, Taharis. This deals with the levels of purity and impurities that is prevalent during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we are in Eretz Yisrael. So this covers, it touches on every facet of a person's life. You have different types of people who place different emphasis on different sections of the Talmud and the mitzvahs. You have those that are very strongly Zionistic orientated, and they place most of their emphasis on anything that has to do with Eretz Yisrael. You have others that place a great deal of emphasis on Shabbos and Yantif. You have others that place a great deal of emphasis on Macholos Asuros, on forbidden foods. Others, Tefillin and Mezuzah. Others, Tefillah, when it comes to davening, or Broches. Each in his own way. Some rightly so, some not necessarily rightly so, but that's not the discussion this evening. But we can ask a question. There's another area which we find from our sages. And seemingly an important area. But it's a little difficult. Where does that fit into the picture? And that's what we would call Midas Tavis. Good character. The development of good character traits. It doesn't have to do with the agricultural laws of Eretz Yisrael, necessarily. It doesn't have to do with the laws that pertain to davening or broches or kedushin or gittin or dine mominis and so forth and so on. Let's ask two questions on this. Firstly, what is its importance when we size it up, compare it to these other areas? These other areas are hardcore mitzvahs and halachos. What is its importance? And secondly, where would it fit in this whole picture? Generally, if you discuss this with someone, not only with the populace, but even with many, many lomdim, many people who are learned, they will give you a number of ambiguous, vague answers to this. They'll tell you for sure it's important, but it's a different area totally. It's really not halacha. It's not hardcore halacha. It's not hardcore mitzvahs. It could be classified under what is popularly known as Musa, or Derech Eretz, or Mili de Hasidus. And it's something that you learn in Shul, made Mincha Lamarev, on Shabbos afternoon, Ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avos. It's the wise sayings of our fathers. This is generally the answer that you'll get. And for sure it's important. A Jew has to have good midas. But to say that actually mitzvahs deraisa, you know, like compared to these other mitzvahs, compared to the building of the Beis HaMikdash or sacrifices, or the building of Eretz Yisrael, or davening, or treifus and the velus. Kashrus, and so forth. Tara. No, there's no doubt it's intertwined in many incidental ways with mitzvahs. But it's something else. Oops. This is generally the answer you will get. The truth of the matter is, it's v'nahapechu. It's just the opposite. Not only is this area midas tavis, mitzvahs midraisa mamish, it's actual what you could call hardcore mitzvahs min haTorah, just like the other mitzvahs we mentioned. But to the contrary, that its weight in mitzvahs in halacha far exceeds almost every other area of the Torah that we just mentioned, to the point where the other areas of the Torah fade into the background against it. The reason why so many err in this, well, actually we find that this was an error in many, many generations. But today, it's become a very, very massive error. And the reason for this is because, tragically, what we would refer to as Torah or Yiddishkeit is becoming corrupted and distorted to the point where what many people think today is Torah and Yiddishkeit is not at all so. And let us try to explain that this evening. The Rambam, for example, wrote a massive works which he called Yad Chazoka. It's one of the greatest works that we have after the time of the Talmud. In it, he covers every mitzvah of the Torah. And all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, everything that we mentioned. He leaves nothing uncovered. He put this into a masterful order. 14 books. And he starts it with his first book, Sefer Amada, which loosely translated would mean the Book of Knowledge. And Sefer Amada is divided into five sections. The first section of the first book he refers to as Hilkos Yesodei HaTorah, the foundation, laws referring to the very foundation of the Torah. And we can understand when we see what these laws are, why he refers this to the very foundation of the Torah. Because he says he's dealing here with mitzvahs, basically, Yedias Hashem, where one has to know that there's a God in the world, where one has to know that there are no other gods in the world, and he has to fear him, and he has to love him, and he has to listen, and he has to listen to him, to the mitzvahs that were given to him, the mitzvahs that were given to a person through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his prophets. And he calls this Yesod HaYesodis V'Amud HaChochmas. These mitzvahs in this section is the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdoms. So this we can understand why the Rambam put this first. A Jew wants to be a Jew, first he has to recognize that there's an Almighty. And after he recognizes he's an Almighty, he has to know he has to serve him. And he has to listen to the mitzvahs that were given to man through his prophets. This is the foundation. Without that, there is no foundation and everything collapses. So this we can understand why the Rambam placed this at the beginning of his masterful work. But what's a little difficult to understand is the second section of the first book. The second section of the first book he refers to as Hilkos Deos. Hilkos Deos, he describes, is the development of a person's personality and character. The development of a person's heart regarding the mitzvahs, regarding what he has to deal with other, with the relationships between he and other people. And he bases this not on philosophy. He doesn't base it on Musar. Nor does he base it on wise sayings or ethics. He bases it on 11 mitzvahs min HaTorah, like he writes at the beginning. Five positive commandments and six negative commandments. And he places this even before the last three sections of the first book, which are the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, the mitzvahs of idolatry, the prohibitions, and the mitzvahs of tshuva, of repentance. It seemed very much out of place. This is something which belongs in shul between Mincha and Maariv. And then the Rambam explains that, well, first, some of the mitzvahs that he bases this on is, for example, the Domes Bedrochov. A Jew has to emulate the ways of Hashem. Leav es ha'reim. A person has to love another Jew. Leav es ha'gerim. A person has to love the convert. Shalelis ne'achim. He's not allowed to hate. Lehichiach. He has to direct his fellow Jew. Shalela halbin ponim. He's not allowed to embarrass another Jew. Shalle anes umlolim. He's not allowed to persecute or to oppress or take advantage of the widow or of the poor or the downtrodden. Shalle alech rochel. He's not allowed to speak rechiles loshen hora machlekes. Shalle linkaim. He's not allowed to have revenge in his heart. Shalei Nintor is not allowed to carry a grudge in his heart. And the Rambam goes to great length here to explain that everyone is created differently when it comes to the particular character of the individual. There are some who have a nature to be very hot-headed. Then there are others who are extremely cool. They never get angry. And then you have all the distance between the two poles. And the same thing when it comes with arrogance. And people are very humble. Or people who desire the world and others who desire nothing. People who want to conquer the whole world, they want to have everything. And others who don't even want to have what they need. And these are the extremes, and you have a whole pole from one extreme to the other. You won't find two people alike. You got some people that can hold on to their money, whatever they have, they squander. And others hold on to every penny they ever made. You have some people who by nature are very light-headed and folly, and others who go around depressed all of the time. Some are rejoicing and some are sad. You have some people who are very cruel by nature and others are very compassionate by nature. You have others, some who are very rach levov, they're very soft-hearted. And if they see some blood, they would faint. And you have others who are amitz lev, warriors. They can go to war and enjoy every minute of it. You have others who are azus and chutzpah. Brazen and chutzpah. You have others, boshes, who are very, very laid back, very bashful and laid back and shy. And he says, so is it with countless, countless leaders. He goes through great length. And then he says, what he explains is what we've brought a number of times, but it's important that there's actually many times in the Torah where the Torah will write. We have a number of times just in recently in the Sedrus. For example, in Dvorim, in Parshas Ekev, Dvorim Yud Aleph, Chav Beis. Kim Shamor Tishmarun es kol ha-mitzvah azeis asher anechi metzaveschem la-aseiso. If you will guard all of the mitzvah which I have commanded you to do, la-avos Hashem elokechem, to love Hashem, lo-leches b'chol drochov, and to walk in all of His ways. What does it mean to walk in all of His ways? If it means mitzvahs, it already says that you shall guard His mitzvahs. What does walk in His ways add to it? We have this another time. This is in Ekov Yud Aleph, again in Ekov Ches, right before that. We have Ches Posuk Vov. Shomartes Mitzvahs Hashem Elokecha, you shall guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, Leleches bidrochav, to walk in His ways. State you shall guard the mitzvahs of Hashem. What does it mean to walk in His ways? When you're guarding the mitzvahs of Hashem, I would say you're walking in His ways. If you're walking in His ways, you're guarding the mitzvahs of Hashem. Another time we have it in Yud Beis, in Parshas Ekev. No, excuse me, it's not Yud Beis. Maybe it's Yud Dalet Beis. No. Well, then we have it. It's a number of times, then many times in the Torah. Then we had it just recently in Parshas Nitzavim, Lamed Tes Zayin. Asher anechi metzavcha yom la'avos Hashem elokecha l'leches bidrochov. Belishmar mitzvaiso v'chukaiso v'mishpotov. The mitzvahs I have commanded you today, to love Hashem, to guard His mitzvahs, His statutes, and His judgments, and loleches bidrochov, and to walk in His ways. Again. So the Rambam tells us what that means. He says as follows. There are the mitzvahs of Hashem and the ways of Hashem. The mitzvahs of Hashem is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to do. But that does not necessarily mean that's the ways of Hashem. For example, He commands you to eat matzah on Pesach. It's a command. But doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eats matzah on Pesach. So we can't say that's His ways. He commands you to put tzitzis on. Doesn't mean Hashem put tzitzis on. He commands you to not to eat certain foods. So what are we going to say? These are the ways of Hashem because He doesn't eat these foods. These are the mitzvahs of Hashem. But we have something else, which is known as the ways of Hashem. And what are they? He says, these are the qualities of goodness, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to the world, that these are His ways. These are His ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states, is Keil Rachum. He's compassionate. This means this is the way of Hashem. Chanun. He does chesed. This is the way of Hashem. Erech Hapayim. Long suffering. This is the way of Hashem. It states HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Manosnusai. He is humble to the point, but even though he is the greatest king, he takes care of the smallest person. We learn from here, this is the way of Hashem. All of the midas and the qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known by is the Derech Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does stoker. This is the way of Hashem. And the Rambam says, therefore, he says, someone, HaDerech HaYishora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshor. It says, Teva Yoshor, Hashem. He is good and upright. If he is good and upright, the Rambam says that means that he is not to the extreme of the right or left. So this is the way of Hashem. In other words, the command is what he's telling us to do. But the way of Hashem is an insight to his very essence. And therefore the Rambam says that in all of these qualities that we've mentioned and many, many more, the Yoshor, the upright quality between the two extremes, these are the ways of Hashem. And therefore, this derech is not only called the derech hachachomim, the way of the wise, but this derech is called the derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. Umetzuvin anu laleches bedrochim elu, and we are commanded to walk in these ways, habeinanim, and the drochim hatevim v'ayishorim, because it states v'alachto bidrochov, you shall walk in his ways. Mitzvahs is what he told us to do, even though this is not him. Put on tefillin, tzitzis, matzah, shofar, lulav. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us something else. Not only do I want you to do my mitzvahs, I want you to be like me. But how do we know how he is? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself through the prophets how he is. And that's how we find these descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, in order that we will know how he is. And on that he gave us another mitzvah, V'halachta bidrochov, I command you that you shall strive to be like me. Modern Shabbos says, Zekeli v'anvehu, this is my God, and v'anvehu, so the Gemara darshan is v'anvehu anivahu adam aloch, I will make myself like him. We are commanded to walk in these upright ways that are in the middle. And these are the ways of goodness and uprightness. Where are we commanded? And this is the foundation, the Rambam says, why a Jew has to have midas tovos. Kach lomdu beferish mitzvah zu. This is how the sages explain this mitzvah. Mahu nikra chanun afatoheye chanun. Torah refers to him as a chanun. He does chesed to others. Then you must do chesed. Why must you do chesed? Because he does chesed. This is his way. And you are obligated to emulate him. Mahu nikrach rachum, afato hei rachum. He is compassionate, then a Jew has to be compassionate. Why? Because, not because merely he commanded you. More than that, because he is compassionate and you, he commanded you to be like him. Mahu nikro kodesh, afato hei kodesh. And this is why the prophets refer to Hashem with all of these descriptions, to describe him to the people so they will know how they have to make themselves. Erech Hapayim, he's long-suffering, Rav Chesed, Tzadik, Yosho, Tomim, Gibor, Vachozuk, endless. Lahidiyah, to let us know, Shein Drochim, Tevim, V'Yeshorim, these are the upright ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives by, V'Chayavodim Lahanigatz Mebehen. And every Jew is obligated to develop this in himself, U'Lidome Se'ilov Kifi Keche, and to identify and to make himself similar to Hashem in accordance to his abilities. Then the Rambam brings, this is called Derech Hashem, because this is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, where is the source for all of this? The first source. He says the first source was Avraham. Because by Avraham, Hashem came to Avraham. This is in Parshas Vayira. And he said, in Posuk, in Yudches, Posuk Yudches, Ki yadativ laman ashe yitzaves bonaves besa achrov, I have brought Abraham close to me, because I know he will command his sons and his household after me. Bishomru derech Hashem. He will guard the derech Hashem. What is the derech Hashem? It doesn't say the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's also. But the derech Hashem. Lase stoko mishpot. To do tztoka, charity, umishpot, and justice. So the Rambam brings that he says, "V'hu v'hi shelimar Avraham Avinu Levonov." Source comes yet from Avraham. This is what Avraham taught his children. He brings this pasuk, and Ahelik b'derech zu maybe teiva brocha l'atzmai. And whoever walks in this derech will bring only goodness to himself, as the pasuk carries through. Now, it comes out that this section of the Torah, which we refer to as Midas Tavis, self-development of character traits, good character. And we said, where's its place in the Torah? Went through the whole Shisha Sidri Mishnah, it's not there. It comes out, this is higher than mitzvahs. Like the Rambam explains. Because the mitzvahs is what Hashem has commanded us to do. But you cannot say this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But these qualities are HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And when a person cleaves to mitzvahs, he cleaves to the commands of Hashem. When he cleaves to these midos, he's cleaving to the derech Hashem, to the way of Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's on a higher plane. And this is why the Rambam writes that these descriptions, shemos ha'elu, these descriptions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose himself to be described by. They describe, he says, Hayetzer Atzmai, the creator himself. The Matzah doesn't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillin doesn't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lulav, the Esrog, the Trefus and the Velus, whatever, doesn't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avos Shemos HaElu. These descriptions that Rambam says, these are the names which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, has chosen to describe himself and commanded us to strive to be like that. You see, they're far higher, they're far greater. There was a early commentator, a very early commentator, by the name of Rabachya Rab Yosef. He lived in the 11th century, before the Rambam. And he was troubled by this question also, that we are posing. Where do the Mitzvos Tovos fall in line with the rest of the Torah? And he writes, he says, perhaps like many things, many think they're not really mitzvahs that we're obligated in. We're just obligated midarach hamusar. Or these are good ways, but they're not actually hardcore mitzvahs. Or they're additions that if you do good, but if you don't, it's also not so bad. Because he says he didn't see many of the Sforim, many of the books from the Kadmonim, from the early commentators, that they should write Sforim on this. The Rambam was one of the first. And this was after his time. So he said, therefore he did a lot of research. And he found this is not true at all. He says, Motzosi Shem Yesod Kol HaMitzvos. After the research I did into the obligations that a person has, the obligations of the heart. He divides the mitzvahs in a number of categories, but he says there's what is known as we could call mitzvahs haguf, mitzvahs o'evorim, the mitzvahs that one has to do with his body, his human body. And then there are the mitzvahs halavavish, the mitzvahs that one has to do with the sources in his heart. And he says he has found that Yisod Kol HaMitzvos, not only they're not mitzvahs, but they're the foundations for all of the mitzvahs. And if a person doesn't fulfill the mitzvahs of the hearts, he says he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Evorim, the mitzvahs of the Guf. And he says he gives a simple example. He said, what happens, what is the greatest punishment that a person can get on this earth? That's the death penalty. He says, a man goes and he kills someone without hatred, by accident, erroneously. He wouldn't get the death penalty. He kills someone with hatred, gets the death penalty from the Beis Din. What's the difference? The act is the same. The act is exactly the same. He used the sword, he shot the gun. The difference is in the heart. Here we see that what's in the heart makes the difference if this person is guilty of the death penalty or not. There's no difference in the act. So we see that the heart plays even a greater role than the act itself. He says, what would happen, he writes, if a person does a mitzvah, l'shem shamayim, does a mitzvah with the proper intent, gets great reward. He can do the same mitzvah, not l'shem shamayim. Gets no reward, he says. It's the same act. It's exactly the same act. So he says you have all of these people that will do mitzvahs, whether it's the tefillin or the tzitzis or the macholas asuras, the treifas, whatever it is. But if there will not be the proper heart in it, it says it's not valid. And he says this bothered him very much, this whole business. And he did more research. And he came to the conclusion that Ruish te chochmas ha mitzvahs ha lev ke demes beteva la chochmas mitzvahs evorim. He says, I've come to the conclusion that a Jew has to place far more emphasis on the mitzvahs of the lev than on the mitzvahs of the evorim. A Jew has to spend far more time developing his heart than developing his stomach, or developing his hands or his feet. And then he says, I did more study, and I came to another conclusion. He says, you know, we have a few mitzvahs in the Torah which are known as mitzvahs tamidias, mitzvahs that are always, always prevalent. They prevail all of the time, always relevant. For example, and these are the mitzvahs ikris, those that the Rambam brought right at the beginning of the Yad Chazaka, to know that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to be aware all the time there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to believe in other gods, that he has to do all of the time. Okay, good. But he says all other mitzvahs, they all have gvulim, they all have limitations. Tzitzis has a time and place. Sukkah has a time and place. Shofar has a time and place. Lulav has a time and place. But he says, as I did more research, I came to the conclusion that the mitzvahs of the lev are tamidias. He says, the mitzvah of the lev, of the heart, those mitzvahs of the Torah, are all of the time. For example, you should love a fellow Jew. That's all of the time. That's not dafke by night, or by day, or in seasonal. That you're not allowed to hate another Jew, that's all of the time. Or a person is supposed to rid himself from becoming over-involved in all of the consumerism and materialism of this world so he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all of the time we are being tempted. So the mitzvahs tamidias. He says, well, when it comes to mitzvahs eivorim, mitzvahs aguf, they're only laprokim. They're only from one time to the other. And he gives an example. He says, I'll give you an example. A king has a loyal servant, and he tells the loyal servant, you stay here and take care of my house all of the time. Then he tells him, once every 3 months I want you to go out to this vineyard and take a look at it. And once every 6 months, I want you to go out to that farm, that favorite farm of mine, and take a look at it. He says, it's the same thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Jew mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of the heart, he says, Zehu ha-mitzvahs ha-bayis. That's, you take care of that all of the time, all of the time. I'll give you other mitzvahs that once in a while go do. Come to Rosh Hashanah, go blow the shofar. Come Sukkot, go sit in the Sukkah. Comes Pesach, go eat matzah. But he says the other is constant, constant. And then he says, David HaMelech wrote, and he wrote this in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Tzadik Vov, L'chol Tichle Re'isi Ketz, I have seen an end. Everything that there is, there's an end. But not for your Torah. Rechove mitzvosecho mi'od. Rechove mitzvosecho mi'od. But your mitzvahs, there are no end to. So he writes, Rabbeinu Bachyo, I think he says David HaMelech was referring to the mitzvahs of the heart, not the mitzvahs of the goof. Because the mitzvahs of the goof have shiurim. Matzah there is an end to, kezayis. You see. And lulav there is an end to. But the mitzvahs of the heart, he says, mitzvahs halavava is rabbeis me'od ad ki ein litoldesean mispor. They encompass so many other mitzvahs, min haTorah, until there is no number. He says that's what David was referring to. Rechava mitzvosot mitzvesecha mi'od. And because of that, what I'm quoting here is from his preface. Because of that, he wrote his classical sefer called Chevas Halvavos, the obligations of a heart of a Jew. And this is not Musa. That's what he's getting away. He says, you talk to people, they think, oh, this is something that you learn in shul on Shabbos afternoon. It's a hardcore mitzvah. There's a basic difference between the two sections of mitzvahs. Generally, if we refer to it in the language of the populace, they would refer to one as observant, one is observance, you keep mitzvahs, and the other is the person is a bal musar, he's a bal musar or face. See. One is frum, he keeps mitzvahs, and the other is a bal musar. There's a basic difference, and many differences between the two areas. One is that when it comes to the mitzvahs haguf, physical acts, we have a principle that's brought in the Teres Kanim. Rashi brings it at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. Reb Lezer ben Azariah Emer, Minayin shelo yemar odom nafshi kotzer bebsar chazir, efshi lilbesh klein. How do we know that a person should not say? It's a tendency for a person to say, oi, I can't stand chazir, pig. Or, no, I can't stand, I don't want to wear climb, shatnus. Or if she be ervezu, I couldn't marry this woman that is forbidden by the Torah. A person is not supposed to say that, Elazar ben Zai said. He's not supposed to say that. Avalime efshi. He's supposed to say that I would love to eat chazir. What's the matter with bacon? Something wrong with it? It's served in the finest restaurants in the world. Caviar. What not? Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't forbid it because it's maus, because it's disgusting. It's not disgusting. He says, Yeme Efshi, a person is supposed to say, I would love to eat it. Or I would love to wear klaim, if I could get a suit that's made out of klaim and you can't get another suit like that. I would love to wear it. I would love to marry this woman, had the Torah not forbade her. Aval ma'aseh, what can I do? Avinu shemashamayim gozer alot. My father in heaven said no. The Blessed Ben Azari says that's what a Jew is supposed to say. Why? Because it states for avdil eschem min ha'amim liyos li. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you mitzvahs. Not that you should separate yourself from what is forbidden because it's disgusting to you. He's not interested in that. Not interested, you shouldn't eat chazir because it's disgusting to you. Then you're doing it for your sake. Not interested, you shouldn't marry this woman because she's disgusting to you. Then that's for your sake. That's your business. He says that I separated you from the nations. I gave you mitzvahs in order that you should be my nation. A Jew is supposed to say that I would love to do this, but I can't because you said no. Now you are fulfilling the mitzvah for Hashem. This is what the great Rav Lezer ben Azariah said. Now, perish min averu mekabel lo malchus shemayim. What happens though when it comes to this hilchus deus in cheves halvavos? Kodesh Baruch Hu said that a person should be a rachman. He should be compassionate. Does it mean he should be compassionate because Hashem said so? But merely in the act, not in the heart. Does it mean that he should be good, but merely in the act, not in the heart? Does it mean he should give charity, but not in the heart? Now there it's different. There, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified that these are qualities which he loves, and he himself chooses to be called by these qualities, then a person has to do it not only as a physical act, but he has to develop his heart in it. Constantly develop his heart in it. The fact is, like we quoted before, and we'll have more examples of that, if his heart is not in it, he might not even have the mitzvah there at all. The purpose of these qualities was the development of the taras halev, the purity of the heart. This is something which the Maral brings in a place. And when I was in Bochur in Telz, we once discussed this with the Telz Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Stein. He should be well and strong. And he said this distinction. And then I remember I found an explicit source on it, but I had forgotten where that source was. Not long ago, there was the first yahrzeit of the late Chief Rabbi Harris, Zichron Livracha, and his son, Rabbi Michael Harris, came. And he gave a shiur, and he quoted the source for that, and then I remember where it was. It was a Rambam, but not in the Yad Chazaka, and Shmein HaParokim, the Rambam. But the Rambam writes that. He says, when it comes to doing the chukim or mishpatim, you see, when it comes to eating the vela, the mitzvah of not eating the vela, but rather eating shchuta, there's no doubt all of the mitzvahs elevate us. The mitzvahs were given to elevate us and to perfect us. But we don't know how. Moses self says, what's the difference between shchuta and not shchuta? Moses says, you know what the difference is? Kechut hasara, the breath of a hair. If you cut, you sever the food pipe or the windpipe, 50%, it's the veil, it's trefus. 51%, it's kosher. What is that 1%? Moses says, what is the difference? We don't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, but we don't know. But this is the mitzvah, so we have to do it. We can't have intentions in it, what it's doing to us. But when it comes to the mitzvahs of the heart, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for the purpose to develop our hearts, to purify our hearts. There we have to labor in it for that purpose. The Rambam writes this in Shemayin HaParokim. It's for this reason that the great Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, he told his great Talmidim, took his five greatest Talmidim, and he told them, Tzu aru ezi derech teva sheyidvak bo ha'odam. He says, I'm giving you all an assignment. Go out into the world. Do your homework. Go study. And come back to me and tell me what is the greatest pursuit of a person out there in the world that can bring him to perfection. They all came back. Each one with a different answer. One said a good eye. One said another answer. To be able to see what's what can come, and so forth. Blessed Ben Aroch, Leiv Tov. He says the greatest achievement that a person can have in the world is to develop in himself a good heart. Birkman Zakai said, Re'ani es divrei Lezer ben Aroch. I agree with Reb Lezer ben Aroch, because what he says encompasses everything else, what everyone else said. Now, why didn't he tell them? What do you mean? Some are very, very careful with Shabbos. Shabbos. Jew has to fulfill the entire Torah. One mitzvah is more important than the other. Should have said, someone who keeps Shabbos, or someone who keeps Yom Tov, or someone who keeps Kashrus, or someone who keeps Mahadrim. A million things he could have said. Chol of Israel. Who knows? Now, just Leiv Tov. What kind of mitzvah is Leiv Tov? Where is it a mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is it? It's mitzvah d'raisa, d'rabonan. Skila, kodesh, what? Then he said, go out and come back and tell me what is the worst trait a person can have that'll lead him totally into Ganem. The worst thing. And they all came back, and each one said something else. And Reb Lezer ben Aroch said, Levra, a bad heart. And Reb Yehuda Zakkai said, I agree with my Talmud Reb Lezer ben Aroch, because what he says encompasses everything that everyone else said. Here we see the same thing. Just as the heart, physically, is the source of life for the whole body, so is the heart, the mitzvahs of the heart, the source of life for the whole spirit and the neshama. And if a person has a good heart, it's like the Chavis HaBava says, then he can come to kol ha-mitzvahs. If a person has a rotten heart, the mitzvahs are lav klum. He says he's fulfilling mitzvahs with the goof. It's like with a dead body. And it means nothing. See the importance. And these mitzvahs that have to do with the heart, one should think that they're not from the mitzvahs hakalais, from the light mitzvahs. But they're from the mitzvahs hachamurais. The Rambam brings in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Vav. For example, Balei Loshon Hara. Loshon Hara is, he classifies that in Hilchos Deos. Because who speaks Loshon Hara? Loshon Hara comes from hating someone else. You don't speak Loshon Hara against someone you love. You speak Loshon Hara because you're a hating, cruel person. Whether you want to admit it or not. Because you are destroying someone when you speak Loshon Hara. You are destroying his reputation. Shem Tov Ole Al Kulan. The greatest attribute a person has is a good name, and here you are destroying his name. So you are a cruel, ruthless person. And it's from hatred. The Rambam brings Balei Loshon Hara. Those who constantly speak Loshon Hara, Ein Lahem Chelek Leilam Abba. They lose their Chelek in Leilam Abba. We don't find that by Nevela. We don't find that by Trefa. We don't find that by Bosa V'Cholev, Milchix and Fleishix. We don't find that by so many other Averas. The Rambam brings in Halacha Yud, Amakane Shem Chaverei, someone who calls his friend by a name which has a twist in it. In other words, by calling them that name, gives a negative connotation. If he constantly does this, he brings Ein Lechelik Leilam Abba. He loses his Chelik Leilam Abba. Because this is a cruel person. Hamalbim Penei Chavere Barabim. Someone who embarrasses another person publicly. Ein Lechelik Leilam Abba. Hamishabed Bekolon Chavere. A person takes advantage of someone's downfall. Someone falls, and I exploit it. I exploit it for my benefit. Person does it. He says he does it often. He can lose his chelik leilam haba. These are all mitzvahs of the heart. He's doing nothing to him. He's not touching him. Hamavazer Rabbeisa v'tamidei Chachomim. It's chutzpah. A person is a machutzef, brazen. He's a meisim b'chol yaim. And he's brazen against the Talmud Chacham or his teacher. And he does it continually. Ein lechelik leilam haba. He can lose his chelik leilam haba. So these are not light mitzvahs. Very, very serious mitzvahs. Vilna Gaon writes a great chiddush. Excuse me. What happened to the... What's that? Deres Elio? Oh, there. On top of the Maral. No, on top of the morale, yeah. Thank you. At the end of Megillas Esther, the very last posuk states, Ki Modcha Yudi Mishna Lamelech Achashverosh. Modcha Yudi was the viceroy to the king Achashverosh, V'godol Yehudim. He was great to the Jews. He was very, very receptive and acceptable to the majority of his brethren. Then, the last two phrases states as follows. Doresh tov li amai. He sought good for his nation. And dove shalom lechol zarei. And he spoke on the behalf of peace for all of his seed. He sought good for his nation and spoke on the behalf of peace for all of his seed. Vilna Gaon says as follows. Doresh tov hu maisim tovim umides teves. He sought good for his brethren, for his nation. This refers to his deeds and his good mides, mides teves. What are mides teves? The Gra writes as follows, Amidas Tevis Sein Yesa Mekulan. The Midas Tevis are more than everything else. Like I have written in another place. Shalei Nichtova Amidas Tevis B'Torah. He says, why weren't the Midas Tovis explicitly written in the Torah? Ki Heim Kolalim Kola Torah. Because they encompass the entire Torah. Like it states, someone who gets angry is as if he worships idolatry. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is as if he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so forth. Lechem Kulam. So he writes, the Midas Tovus are not something that's relegated to the ethics, to the so-called ethics of the fathers. He says, they're Yesem Ekulam, they're more important than all of the mitzvahs in the Torah because they encompass all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And that's why the Torah could not write on them explicitly. And what's Shalom? Now, one of the great Midas Tevis is Shalom. What is Shalom? Shalom is a klal hakeli l'chol amidas. Shalom is greater than all of the midas. Because it's the keli, the utensil that can hold all of the midas tovus. And this is the garment for all of the midas. And that's why it states in Masechta Uktzin, Le'motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klimax Yigbarachu Yisrael Ela HaSholom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came to the good qualities, these qualities are referring to, he looked for a utensil to put them in. And he couldn't find a utensil that could hold them except Sholom. He says, because a utensil that holds something has to be able, has to be larger than that what it's holding. And he couldn't find anything larger than the Midas except Sholom. So it comes out that Sholom is the garment for all of the Midas, and the Midas encompass all of the mitzvahs. This is what he writes. So from here we can see what the Midas are, and from here we can see what the Mid of Sholom is. Let me give an illustration of how far Ad Hechan Advarim Agim. We'll take, for example, the Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed, which is the greatest Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed means the Teva Gomor, the ultimate in goodness. Where a person has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much goodness that he wants to do good to others with this goodness. And this is why the creation of the world was known as Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted to do goodness to the creations. And this was the Midah HaRishon, the first quality that became apparent in the world because of this. And this is why Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem through his chesed. This became the great attribute of Avraham. He was the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of chesed. You look through the Chumash, and Avraham is always doing chesed. He's doing chesed with the people. He wanted to do chesed with Stev Bamora. He was doing chesed with the Malachim, with the angels. He wanted to go bring the Torah to everyone. This was Avraham and Sora. The Boring Subas brings, and Av Chesam at Beis, when they came to be Menachem Ovel, the people. So they asked the person there, say something in honor of those who are coming to be Menachem, to comfort. So he said, Achenu Gem Lechasodim B'nei Gem Lechasodim, Mamachzikim Bebrise Shel Avraham Avinu. Those who come to do chesed, they're upholding the covenant of Avraham Avinu. That means when we do chesed, we are following in the footsteps of Avraham, who followed in the footsteps of Hashem. The Rambam brings in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Ovel, he says, when it comes to taking care of wayfarers, the greatest mitzvah you can do is when you send them on the way, take care of them. Escort them, see that they know where they're going, give them along something to eat, and so forth. V'achayk shechokaku Avraham Avinu, and this is what Avraham Avinu taught the world, and he taught Klal Yisrael. He would feed the wayfarers, give them to drink, and then take care of them further on their journey. So these are the midos of Avraham Avinu. And then the Rambam brings in Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim, he brings Chayovin anu lizar b'mitzvah stoker, yese mikol mitzvah zese. A Jew has to be more careful in the mitzvah stoker, more than any other positive commandment in the Torah. That means more important than shofar, more important than matzah, more than any other mitzvah. A Jew has to be careful in mitzvah stoker. Why? Shat stoker simen letzadik zer Avraham Avinu, because that's the hallmark that we are from the seed of Avraham Avinu. Because, and he brings the pasuk derech Hashem, because this was the way of Hashem, and Avraham is the one who walked in it, and he taught it to his children. Then he brings, he says, someone who sees someone in need, and he can't give him tzedakah, won't give him tzedakah, is an aksor. He's cruel. He's not a marachim. He's not compassionate. Yesh lochu shliachusai. He says his lineage is under suspect. Doesn't seem like he's from the children of Avram. Shein akzoris metzuyah lebakum. Because cruelty you find by the idolaters, but not by the children of Yisrael. Chol Yisrael v'anim la'aleihem. Not by the children of Yisrael and those who come to him. Incidentally, the Rambam brings here, whoever gives stoker, he gives a lot of money, but b'sev ponim rosh, but the heart is not in it. He gives a lot of money to someone, but he's angry. Afilo nosen le'elef zehuvim, even if he gives him 1,000 gold pieces, ibeit zchusay, he loses his zchus of the mitzvah, v'efsidei. Here we see what the Chavis Habavos was bringing. That there has to be the Chavis Habavos, the mitzvah of the heart. At any rate, now, and because of that, we gave a shiur not long ago, Ammon and Moab, these were two nations that couldn't do chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu was marachik them. He says, you can't join the Jews. You can't join Israel. You don't belong here. So this is the meat of chesed. Now, what would be the contrary to the meat of chesed? Someone who doesn't do goodness to other people. What would be a greater contrary to it? Someone who doesn't only do chesed to people, but he takes from other people. He steals from other people. Or he damages what belongs to other people. This is why we find by the Hasidim Rishayim, by the great Tzaddikim, they were so careful, heaven forbid, to damage something that belongs to someone. Now today, you'll see people will say, well look, I'm a frumah yid, I'm a very frumah yid. What's it got to do with theft? You got frumah yid today sitting in jail. What's it got to do with theft? Or people will damage, and they'll do their utmost to get out of it. They don't understand what the whole Torah is about. It's this total distortion and lies of what the Torah is. I'm not talking about theft. I'm not talking about damaging. This is the antithesis to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in chesed where we give from ourselves to others. A Jew that cannot give to others, the Rambam writes, is a question if he's a Jew. He seemed to have gotten mixed up somewhere. He says, it's a shaila if he's from Avram. Who's talking about taking from others? Talking about you can't give. The Rambam says, if you can't give to others when they're in need, you're an aksor, you're cruel. And aksorius is found by the idolaters. So how can there be a frumah yid, and not only he doesn't give, but he steals from others, or he damages from others? The Gemara brings, man that wants to be a chosid, you want to be a chosid. Gemara says, l'kaimi mili de nezikin. The Hasidim were so careful in the nezikin that heaven forbid they should hurt, damage someone or damage his property That's the antithesis for Chesed. It's the antithesis of the Derech Hashem. It's the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. You're disqualified from being a Jew. We're learning now in Masechta Chulin, the great Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyer, all of his days he would never eat by anyone else. Never. Never eat by anyone else. And not like popular thought because it was a question of kashrus or mahadrin. That didn't bother him. No. He says, why won't I eat by someone else? Because maybe he really doesn't want to give to me. Maybe he's only doing it because he feels, since I'm a distinguished person, he has to offer it. But he really, his heart is not in it. And then it'll be a reach, it'll be a subtle gezel. I'll be taking from someone else something that I have no right to take. And he's referring to this. And that's just opposite of the chesed of Hashem. Therefore, I don't want it. He says, I don't want Isaac. Don't invite me and I don't eat. He says, all of his days he never ate except his own bread because of that. He didn't bring in Chol of Yisrael, and he didn't bring in Mahadrin, didn't bring in Glad Kosher. This is what was worrying him. Now we go further. What happens if someone does a chesed to you and you don't repay him back? You don't show appreciation and pay him back for it. That's chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to give chesed. It's called chinam. He wants you to give to others where you don't owe it. Here you owe it. How many times do you have people that you do chesed for and you don't hear from them? Not so that we see by Moshe Rabbeinu. When it came to Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go to Egypt to save all of the Jews and bring them out of Egypt and they should go receive the Torah. Moshe says, I can't. He says, what do you mean you can't? He says, because Yisro did chesed to me. He took me into his house as a son. I can't just walk out on him. He needs me. He needs me to tend the sheep. He needs me to help him. He's an old man. I can't just turn my back on him. He says, someone takes you in, Chai ben Avshoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you to go to take a whole nation out of Egypt. And to bring down the Torah to the world. But then you give me Moshe. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, 100% right. Go back to Yisro and see if he'll give you permission to leave. Tell him the importance. Yeah, it's Maizim B'chol Yom. People leave their parents. Parents in the old age home, they leave. Go. Well, what's that got to do with being a frum yid? I'm not going into the particulars. Naturally, every case is different. We're going into the principle, though. And then there's even worse. There's even a worse antithesis. And that is someone who does a favor for you, and then you hit him back. That's a leiv aveinu mashalim. He does a chesed for you, you lend him money, and then you don't pay him back. There can't be a greater antithesis to our Kodesh Baruch Hu chesed than that. And that Reb Shimon, who was the student of Reb Yehuda ben Zakkai, when he asked him, go see what the worst thing is, he came back, a leiv aveinu mashalim. That's what he meant. You borrow and you don't repay. It's not just a question of not repaying. You have destroyed the Derech Hashem. It couldn't be anything further than the ways of Hashem. And there's also more. What would happen if it's not relevant just to mominous money, But let's say someone actually hurts another person. He hurts another person, he causes him suffering. He hurts him emotionally. Or he hurts him physically. Or he insults him. Now people will say, well, you know, it's Midas. Midas. What happened to the way of Avraham Avinu of Chesed? Kodesh Baruch Hu created a whole world of giving. And that's what Avraham recognized, and Avraham became the giver of the world, and that his nation became the giver. And this is an individual that not only is not giving, but he harms the person. Can he be Bechal Avraham Avinu? And this is what the Rambam means, and this is what the Chevis Avlamas means. The other mitzvahs are meaningless without the Chevis Avlamas, the Taras Halev. It used to be that it was common. You would hear someone would say that, look, so-and-so is not such a observant Jew, but he's a good Yid. He's a good person. See? What did that mean? I once went to a city, and my Rebbe Rav Gifter said, he said, find a Yid in Dortmund, Bali Tztoka. Good Jews, the Jews of Tztoka, came to the city. There was a handful of Shemir Shabbos in the whole city. Yet the Rav Gifter still referred to them as good Jews, Bali Tztoka. Rav Gifter once referred to someone was asking about a certain person, so he wanted to praise that person. He said he couldn't hurt a fly. This is how he praised him. So it's common, you would hear someone, look, he doesn't keep all mitzvahs, but he's a good Jew, he's a good person. Means, it's chesed, shalom, not a bal loshon hara, not a bal machlekes. He did good to others. Okay. We're not by any means saying that's enough. But at least that was there. Today we have distorted so much what Torah is that there's the possibility and someone saying that he's a frumer Jew or a schlechter Mensch. A frumer Jew but a bad person. You got frumer Jews in the world today who are gangsters. The fact is, recently the greatest scandal that ever took place in the United States Senate was done by a frumer Jew who showed up all of the time at the hearings with a hat. It says this was the greatest scandal that ever took place in the United States Senate. You got frumer Jews sitting in jail. You got Jews, Bale Machlekes, Bale Loshen Hora. All of this, but observant. What is even more, and the reason for this is, is like what we read from the sources. Instead of taking the mitzvahs of the lev, or what you would call the midas tovus, and like the Gold says, and the Chevis Avodah says, and the Rambam says, these are the Darkei Hashem that are the paramount, and on these you have to build all of the other mitzvahs. As the Chevis Avodah says, this is what comes first and foremost. It's just become the opposite. That build all of the other mitzvahs, and that is relegated to the ethics of the fathers. See. What becomes even more concerning is whenever you get together with educators and they tell you the problems today in schools, you see these midas roles are becoming prevalent in the schools. You hear of bullying. Who ever heard of a Jewish bully? That's an achzor. Bullying that go around, push around other kids, becoming a prevalent problem. I'm just saying, achzor is mitzui ela be'evdi averi zora. Achzor is defined by the idolaters. You hear of cliques of girls that cause suffering to other girls with kina, with envy, with machlekes, with whatever you would call it. One-upmanship, excluding others. You hear a mazikin. Schools are full. But this should be Jewish midas. And this is what the Gra, the Gon, wrote in the letter. This was 300 years ago. He wrote a letter to his family. And he says, this is what you have to be mechanech the children. The letter basically is on these mitzvahs. He says, you must teach them when they're young. Don't allow them to have machlekes. Don't allow them to hate each other. Don't allow them to fight with each other. Don't allow them to curse at each other. Don't allow them to say Loshon Hara. He says, Loshon Hara, he says, Ha'avera she'yesha mikulan, which is the worst Ha'avera in the Torah. And then he tells his daughters, he says, if you go to shul, daven and be makatzer 1, 2, 3 and go home. He says, why? Because there you're going to, besides talking during davening, which is a great Avera. He says, you're going to look at all the others and you'll see what they're wearing and it'll bring kina, envy, and jealousy, and Loshon Hara. And then he says, better. He says, don't daven and be makatzer. He says, don't go. Better don't go, he says. And then he says, even better. He says, if it's going to bring to these things, he says, not it's better to daven at home. He says, it's better you shouldn't daven at all. That's what he tells his daughters. If it's going to bring to these things. Now, he didn't know halacha. He knew halacha. This is what he writes. But today, the society is built on that. It's built on competition. To see what you can be better than the next one. Well, where's the Avas HaBrius and the Avas HaSholem? And the Loshon Hara and the Machlekes and so forth and so on. So, this is the explanation of what we're saying, that the Shisha Sidri Mishnah encompasses all of the mitzvahs. But the Yisod, the foundation for all of the mitzvahs. Like the Rambam is Kevea, the Rambam writes it right after that a Jew has to know that there's a God and he has to serve the God and listen to his mitzvahs, right away then he starts But what he calls Hilchus Deus, others call Chavrus Halvavos, the obligations of the purity of the heart. And that's what you have to teach a child, start with the child. It's like the Chavrus Halvavos says, the mitzvahs haguf and mitzvahs ha'evorim, that you do physically, that comes later. He says, what good is that if there's not the foundation of the heart? That there has to be the taras halev, the purity of the heart, the obligations of the heart. And the obligations of the heart, this is what we call midas tovos. But the Rambam says they're far more than just midas tovos. He says, zuhi darkei Hashem. This is the derech Hashem. He says that the yetzer is nikra b'shemos elu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has chosen to be called by these names, and we are obligated to emulate them. This gives us an insight into what is commonly referred to as Midas Tovos.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.